Right. So when you make the move to from 32 to 64-bit, there's two changes that really take place. The first one is just inherent when you move to 64-bit, which is you have a bigger address space. You're going from a 32-bit address space now to a 64-bit address space. And, you know, that simply means you can now have bigger programs, bigger data sets, residing potentially in memory without having, to go out to disk. The second related issue is that there's an architectural change that isn't, inherent as you go to 64-bit, but just a byproduct of the fact that there's the x64 architecture, which is the x86 architecture, which has been stretched to 64-bit. But they didn't only stretch it to 64-bit, they also added, more registers as well, and also some new instructions. And then there's also the choice of going to the Itanium as your 64-bit architecture, which is a completely different architecture from x86. It's an in-order processor, it's very long instruction word, has support for rotating registers, it has 128 floating point registers, it's vastly different. So when you go to 64-bit, you're not only getting more address space, you're also changing architectures. And so when you make this architecture change, you often get new performance benefits. So, for example, floating point code on Itanium simply flies. It's just ridiculously fast. The architecture is very well tuned to floating point code. It's also a very scalable architecture. So if you look at SQL numbers using Itanium, 64-way Itaniums, the SQL numbers are out of this world. With the x64 architecture, it's basically you're taking the x86 architecture, stretching it to 64-bit. And the great thing about this architecture is it's able to run 32-bit applications as fast as you could on a comparable or on the same machine in 32-bit mode. So you get, one of these x64 machines running Windows 64, you run a 32-bit application on it, like Office, it runs just as fast as if you ran it on, a 3.2 gigahertz Pentium 4. So you have all the benefit of your 32-bit code, plus now you could also have 64-bit code on top of that. So, I think they're both very exciting architectures. I think the 64-bit world is opening, new spaces, especially in terms of, the way we think about data. There's so much more data that's coming online nowadays that we care about. Nowadays, people are storing, obviously video and images, and you want to mine this data. And also the whole, search space now is becoming more important. And where is, the data located at, where you're doing search. Microsoft also has recently come out and committed to high-performance computing. And this is another area where, having access to more data and the 64-bit architectures can potentially be a huge win. So there's a lot of areas right now in the 64-bit space that, we're very excited about, and, we view this as the, the next logical step in computing. And in the same way, when we went from Win16 to Win32, there was a huge change in, what apps ended up looking like.